I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is arguing that he never directed his longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, to break the law. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
It's the president's first reaction to Michael Cohen's sentencing yesterday. Cohen was given 3 years prison time for crimes including arranging hush money payments to conceal Donald Trump's alleged affairs before the election. Both Cohen and federal prosecutors say Trump directed the payments to influence the race. But the president says Cohen was a lawyer and is supposed to know the law, and he has liability for any mistake. The president denies directing Cohen to do anything illegal and says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He'd earlier called them a private transaction. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Russian woman who pleaded guilty Thursday in a Washington courtroom was acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with the powerful National Rifle Association gun rights group and infiltrate the Republican Party to pass information back to Moscow. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Maria Butina admits she joined the National Rifle Association in order to collect information on American political players and relay that to the Russian government. She pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy, admitting she was acting on behalf of Moscow. The case provides insight into how Russia seeks to influence American policy. In Butina's case, it involved entertaining top NRA officials and their Republican allies in Washington, including the party's presidential hopefuls. Butina has agreed to cooperate with investigators in the probe, which is separate from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. She'll remain in jail while awaiting sentencing. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Talks between Yemen's two opposing sides outside the Swedish capital ended Thursday with a key agreement to hand control of the key Red Sea port of Hodeidah to the United Nations. As Edward Uranian reports, both sides failed to agree on reopening Sana'a Airport or resolving economic disputes, but did agree to meet again.
The audience clapped in approval as the lead negotiators for both the internationally recognized government of President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi and the Houthi delegation unexpectedly shook hands under the watchful eye of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The UN chief lauded the agreement.
You have reached an agreement on Hodeidah port and city, which will see a mutual redeployment of forces from the port and the city and the establishment of a governorate-wide ceasefire.
The UN is expected to administer the port and unblock humanitarian aid to the capital Sana'a and other parts of the country suffering from a humanitarian crisis. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China has confirmed that a second Canadian citizen has been detained in China following the arrest earlier this month of a senior Chinese tech executive. A foreign ministry spokesman in Beijing Thursday said that business consultant Michael Spavor and former diplomat Michael Kovrig were both detained on Monday on suspicion of engaging in activities that endanger the national security of China. Their detentions come a little more than a week after Canadian police arrested Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou at the Vancouver airport on a U.S. warrant. She's accused of violating U.S. sanctions on Iran and is free on bail while she awaits a hearing on extradition to the United States. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton unveiled the Trump administration's new strategy toward Africa. He said U.S. interests and priorities must come first in all dealings with the continent. In a speech at the Heritage Foundation, Bolton said trade and commercial ties must benefit both the U.S. and African countries. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its new class of inductees. AP's Margie Zaraletta has a look.
Roxy Music, Def Leppard, and Stevie Nicks have made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame their first times on the ballot.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked.
The Zombies, The Cure, Janet Jackson, and Radiohead also will be inducted. The inductees were voted on by an international group of more than 1,000 artists, historians, and music industry professionals. The Rock Hall induction ceremony will be March 29th in New York. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance.